Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 12th edition of Rome Film Festival, in particular Alice nella città. I'm with Sakaris Stora, director of Dreams by the Sea, screening here in competition.
First of all, Sakaris, this is your first feature film, right? So why a coming-of-age film?
I think that was kind of natural, because the films that I did before that, the short films that I did, they ended up like being coming-of-age films. And I think that's a very nice way to kind of portray society, in a way, through the eyes of the younger generation and what they experience. And it's also because I've never been old. I've only been young, so...
Why do you say that?
No, I was joking. But yeah, I think it's very interesting because you have, like, I think a lot of the same emotions and the same problems that you face as a grown-up, they kind of stand more stronger and concentrated when you're, like, younger. Like, everything feels so exciting and new, so...
Or everything seems harder than it is, or everything is black and white, there's yes. No yeah. Shades, no?
Yeah, and I think that's, like, that's kind of perfect for drama, especially when it's in a small place, I think. Coming of age drama it fits very well, and also like the whole country in a way feels like coming of age, because it's situated like in the middle of nowhere and then it's so little. And
why a girl and two girls? Was it more interesting for you to try and experience the coming of age story through a feminine look, a feminine side of the whole process?
Yeah, but because I didn't write that myself. It was a Faroese author who wrote the screenplay, and she was like, when we started, it actually started out with a film about four young people, like two guys and two girls. But it came to be like these two girls because we found the characters much more interesting, and we also felt that they, in a way, they portrayed like two different sides of the Faroese community very well. So like you have the two extremes of the Faroe Islands portrayed by these two girls.
Was it always your choice from the beginning to set the whole story in the Faroe Islands where you were born, right?
Yeah. I think that felt very natural, and also that we really don't have film there, or like we don't have that so much, so I think it's very important that you can like go and see your own country on film, even if the film has like a kind of universal international message. It's still important to have like that people in the Faroe Islands can go to the cinema and see their own country on the big screen.
How do you think they will react to how it is portrayed? Because from, you know, how I look at it is our perception is a like a small world surrounded by a bigger one, but I don't know how you felt it, how you perceived it while living there.
Yeah, it was a bit like that, really. The whole film is set like in the outskirts, like on a small island. Actually, it's actually the same island that I live on, and I've lived there like all my life almost. So for me, it's kind of natural.
So you're still living there?
I am, yes.
Do you think that to, because I always ask that to especially the directors at Alice nella città, you know, when you're telling a coming of age story, I was wondering if you somehow think that you have to be connected to that moment in your life to direct it better, to really get into the characters better. But I don't know, what do you think? Are you still connected to that moment in your life?
Yeah, I think so, and I think especially since I've worked with it, you kind of start to find back to these moments that you had when you were younger, which is kind of funny. But yeah, I think so actually. But the way we worked with this film was we used the actors very much because they were much closer to that age group. And they could like relate more to it than the rest of us could, so that was like very interesting to like in a way have their journey like through this film also be a journey like for like developing the screenplay and stuff like that, and trying out scenes and making it more real in a way, or more authentic somehow.
Did you base the two girls or at least the main characters on somebody that you know, that you knew?
Not really, not in the directing. I think it was more about finding something in the actors that like work well as these characters. But in the writing, I think the writing was like maybe not inspired by individuals, but inspired by types of people that you see.
Do you think it's automatically that the real way to become an adult is to when reality kicks in? Or is there other ways to become an adult?
Yeah, that's actually one of the reasons why I really don't like to call it a coming of age film, because I think when reality hits us, I think that like changes us no matter like what age we are. So in that kind of sense, it's just like a drama. But I think it's a very good thing for a drama when reality just kicks in.
How important do you feel a responsibility in the fact that you're talking to a bigger audience, but your main target is young adults because you're talking about them? Do you feel responsibility in this?
No, I think I'm like, for me, I think the film, it goes well with like all age groups actually, as long as you've been young once. And I think most people who are not young, they have been young before. So I think that's kind of I think we thought a lot about, I'm like, because in the Faroe Islands we are only like 50,000 people, and that would be like very stupid to pinpoint it to a small age group as well. So it is actually meant for like an audience from like that age and up.
How important is for you to be here at a festival like this at Alice in La Città that is trying only to distribute and show important films for young adults, but at the same time they're creating, building an audience? So how important is it for you?
I think building an audience is really important. For me it says a lot that I'm able to go like to other countries and like the big cities and show my film there, because it's kind of magical to get it to a bigger audience, especially from totally different places.
What was the best thing that you that people told you about your film that relate to you, that you still can remember, something that they got from your film that you can remember?
Yes, there's been actually many, like there's been more than a few times that people have said that thank me for like portraying that side of the Faroese society that people cannot, like especially through this Ragna character and what she experienced. I think a lot of people experience that kind of upbringing, but it has been like silenced because it's like we don't like to acknowledge that people live like that and people live under those conditions. So that has been like really, really touching. I think that makes it worth the whole struggle of making a film, really.
What do you hope from this experience here in Italy? What are your expectations?
I really don't have any expectations, but I'm like, it's very funny when you show it to an audience from a totally different country, to see how much they relate to the characters and relate to the themes and the problems that are portrayed in the film. That's always really exciting to see how that works.
One last question that I think that there are more than one come of age in life. I mean, there are many more. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. That's absolutely, and that's why I kind of don't like calling it a coming of age film. It is because we experience those changes all the time, even if they are like maybe more common when you're younger. But still, I'm like, that happens to us all the time.
What's in your future?
I'm actually writing on a new project, which is also in the Faroe Islands, which is about a guy. So that is
we will experience the other side.
Yeah, hopefully. So yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Thank you so much, Sakaris, and good luck for the film here at Alice nella Città.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sakari Stora, for being here and talk about Dreams by the Sea in competition at Alice nella Città. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.